Hey there, hi there, ho there. Welcome back. This is Partners in Fray. My name is Devin.
And this is my last episode.
This is my 13th reason.
So we are here for, I think, our second episode of Casual Frights.
This is also our second recording of the night, which is the first time we've ever done this, and I'm very tired, so let's see how this will go.
This one's going to be super fun. We're going to have a lot of fun with this. I'm going to see how many times I can say fun. So in this fun interview...
I'm having so much fun.
Yeah, great. All right, so I'm going to interview Devin. A couple weeks ago, we released an episode where she interviewed me and you guys got to know a little bit more about myself. So I think it's only fair that we learn a little bit more about my better half. So I'm going to be interviewing Devin.
By the way, that was like the most downloads that we've ever gotten on like a release day. So you guys must really like Joe. And I'm going to be real offended if I don't get more.
I'm going to be super pissed.
I won't be, though, because you're the better half.
I know. I'm kidding. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so let's go through the list here. All right, first question. Nightmares, bad dreams, sleep paralysis. Let's talk about it.
Okay, well, I already shared my sleep paralysis demon story. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to share it again, and I'm not going to tell you what fucking episode it's in, because you're going to have to go back and listen to every episode that we have until you find my story.
I was going to ask what episode it was.
I actually legitimately don't know, so that's the real reason I'm not saying it.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Nightmares, though. Mm-hmm. I feel like such an asshole, because I obviously edited the interview that we did with you. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to you describe like your nightmares, and like the one that involved me like dying or in danger, and like you just sounded so sweet, and I was like, this is so like touching that you're like having nightmares about like my well-being. I was thinking about what my answer was gonna be.
Like, let's hear it. I want to hear not- it.
I think like the main nightmare that always comes to mind is, I think you mentioned like one of yours was one of your first nightmares, the one about your grandmother.
Yeah.
And I think this was one of my first nightmares, but I was stuck in like a haunted house. And there are a bunch of rooms. It was almost like a cult. Like my parents joined into this cult, and then we were like over at this haunted house because they were meeting people. Mm-hmm. And so I got separated from my parents, and then slowly they were turning into monsters. So like they were monsters, like think like classic like werewolf, like Dracula, Frankenstein,
right?
There were monsters like that roaming around, and then slowly they were transforming my parents into monsters. Like, I think there was some kind of like green goo, and maybe that's coming from like watching too many like Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards where there's like slime. Mm-hmm. As a kid, but there was like this like green slime that they would like put over my parents' like heads, and then that would like transform them into monsters. And then once they become monsters, they either wanted to like assimilate me or they wanted to kill me. I don't really remember which was which. But I was just like, I was stuck in this haunted house with like my parents who became monsters, and like I didn't want to become a monster too.
Right.
So That's the one that I can really remember as like one of my firsts. And I do have like, they're not all the same, but they are like the same type of nightmare where, I don't know, there's like some evil person or like monster, murderer, what have you, that's like coming after me. And it's like fight or flight. Like I've been like fleeing my whole dream. And then now it's like, all right, now's the time that I need to turn and fight this thing. And like, sometimes I'll have like I think most of the time it's like a knife, but I'll go to like stab this, whatever it is, monster, being, whatever. I like go to stab them and it's like not working.
Like it goes through them?
No, like it's like almost stabbing like a dummy where like they're not bleeding. Okay. And like I can just like stab and stab and stab and stab and nothing happens and like they're not dying. And it goes nowhere. And then usually like they'll like kill me or something and then I'll wake up.
Is that reoccurring?
It's never like the same thing, but the theme of like me like stabbing them and like nothing happening, that's the reoccurring part. Where like I'll go to fight whatever it is and then like it's not effective. You know?
Sounds like you're having trouble with not controlling something.
This is not a therapy session. You sound just like my therapist right now.
Moving on.
I didn't sign up for this. But I do have a really fun thing that Joe envies me for, and I can not necessarily like lucid dream, but I can recognize that I am in a dream, especially if it's a nightmare, like if it's a scary dream. I can recognize like, ooh, this is a scary dream I'm in, and I'm going to wake myself up. And then I remember recently I like recognized it and I was like, I'm going to wake myself up. And it took two tries. And like, because the first try, I woke up in my dream next to you. And I like shook you awake. And then you turned over to me and like spoke to me in like a demon voice.
What?
And then I forced myself awake again. And then I think I might have woken you up. And I think I might have been crying. Because I was like, are you real? This was recent.
Oh, man.
You don't remember a lot of things from the middle of the night.
No, I do not. Thank God.
But that one was scary.
That's freaky.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. List of fears. Or maybe you're like top couple that.
Okay.
I know we kind of touched on this a little bit with you.
Yeah. Before. I feel like I've mentioned it like 5 times now, but chronic illness, which I feel like I'm manifesting upon myself. So I'm going to stop saying that because after I said it the last time I got COVID and I got strep in like the same week, that wasn't fun. So maybe not that.
we'll burn some sage.
I don't like clowns. I think I have a fear of like, I don't know, basically like my autonomy being taken away, like being like falsely accused of something. Or like, I don't know, thrown in a mental hospital and like being told that I'm never getting well, or you know what I mean? Like not being able to like convince them to like let me out. And I think this one's a more like recent one, and I think it's just top of mind because we're watching The Last of Us, but like the apocalypse, but not in the sense that like the world is ending, more just like in a this is really depressing, but like in that I don't think that I would be a good survivor, and I also wouldn't want to be responsible for like my kids' survival. Like, I mean, I know that as a parent, I am responsible for their survival like on a daily basis, but not in like an apocalypse setting, right? Like that's a
I didn't sign up for this.
That's a very different setting to be like responsible for keeping someone alive. And honestly, in watching that show continuously, I'm questioning like, should I teach myself how to shoot a gun? Like I don't know. Like I just think like if there was an apocalypse, like I've said it before, like I wouldn't want to live. And then it's like, well, what about my kids? Is it like a mass suicide situation where like we fucking hook the car up to the to the house and like
Right.
This is really dark. I'm sorry. This is like a fear of mine.
That's a fear. That works. So why do you love horror movies? Why do you love being scared?
I think going off of what I just said, I'm an anxious and usually like a rationally fearful person. So I feel like horror movies allow me to explore that, but in a safe setting and in a setting where I can like laugh about it. Like, even if the movie's not meant to be funny, occasionally it is. And I think that's like genuinely how I found out that I liked, not that I liked, but that I was okay with horror movies, where like I went and saw my first one in theaters with friends and like we laughed during the entire thing. And I was like, oh, this doesn't have to be like super scary.
Right.
Just reminding yourself like that, like this is a movie. This is like a piece of content that I'm consuming during it. Like, even if you're like getting scared. Yeah.
Okay. So what, like with movies, what do you look for? Or is there stuff that you try and avoid?
Are we talking like tropes or just kind of in general?
It could be tropes or genres.
I feel like I can fall on like two ends of the spectrum. Because like, on one hand, I enjoy movies that make me think and that are like a little bit outside of the box. That like unsettle me to the core. Like, I can remember, and I guess it's not normally billed as a horror movie, but Black Swan. I don't know. Is it billed as a horror movie? I would say like psychological thriller.
Yeah, I would say borderline horror.
Like, that fucked me up like psychologically.
Right.
And I like movies that do that.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Fuck me up.
So I enjoy those. But then on the other end of the spectrum, I also like we just saw Cocaine Bear. I like that. And
you do love your campy horror.
Yeah, just like fucking ridiculous, crazy stuff.
Do you feel like you're in certain moods? Like, if you just want to turn off your brain, then you watch like Slumber Party Massacre 2.
Yeah, I definitely have like moods that I get in of like, this is going to fit that mood, or this isn't going to fit
the mood. Is it a day by day thing, or will you go periods of,
No, it's like day by day. I feel like sometimes I'm more emotionally ready to handle like a heavier movie.
Yeah.
Like, I was a little bit concerned when you said you want to watch A Wounded Fawn, because you said that like the reviews that you're reading online were like, it stays with you and like,
right. Which could be a very good thing or a very bad thing.
Yeah. So like sometimes I have to be in the right spot to handle those, but it's funny because like, some days, too, I feel like I'm more apt to be scared than I am on other days.
Yeah.
Like, I think when we went and saw Infinity Pool, I was, like, in a mood where I was like, I think I'm going to be easily scared. And I was actually easily scared in the beginning, like, unsettled at least. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, okay, I'm not scared by this.
Right.
And then on other days, we'll sit down to watch a movie and I'll be like, this is going to take a whole fucking lot to scare me tonight. So this better be good. And it's usually not.
I am a robot.
Yeah. But in terms of things that I avoid, exorcisms, I can't do possession.
Possession movies.
Yeah, I really can't. I would probably watch some for the podcast, but I think that type of thing like scares me to my core, because it's like, just the what if of like that actually happening.
Yeah.
And like not only you dealing with it like personally, but then also like all of your relationships not believing you, or like, or it could go down the route of what I just said of like being thrown in a mental hospital because mm-hmm. nobody believes you. And then they're all like, you're fucking crazy. And everybody's gaslighting you about it. But yeah.
Okay.
Offhandedly too, like this is a really specific thing that I like in horror movies where I'm thinking of like As Above, So Below and Grave Encounters, where it's like a loop, like they get stuck in a loop like I don't really know how to describe it. It's that like trippy, like no exit.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I get that.
That's yeah, like a very specific genre that I enjoy. I would love to see more of.
Nice. So one of my favorite questions just to ask anybody that I encounter.
Have you ever asked me this question before?
Oh, well, I'm sure. But for the listeners at home, have you encountered anything supernatural, spiritual? Do you believe? Do you not believe ghosts, UFOs, any of the sorts?
I have not encountered anything. I don't know if I wish that I had.
Right.
It's like a blissful ignorance thing. And I feel the same way about like aliens and UFOs. Like, I think I believe in aliens in the sense of like the universe is so stinking big that like the chance of there not being any intelligent life out there is like so slim, you know?
Yeah.
Like there has to be, like we cannot be the only things.
Right.
You know? But if we're talking about like little green men, I don't know. I also like don't want to discount like people who have claimed to be abducted by aliens. Like, I mm-hmm. feel like there's so many of those stories where it's hard to discount all of them of like, you were on drugs, you're schizophrenic, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to just like generalize it and like brush it under the rug. But then at the same time, like, I don't really understand why aliens would be like coming to probe us or like leaving right. things in our bodies like to track us. I don't know. But I think it's the same thing as like the possession where I'm thinking to myself, like, what if? And then I, like, really, like, I'll go into a rabbit hole of, like, really scaring myself about it. And, like, what if that is real? And, like, what if I, like, get abducted by aliens? And, like, I don't know. It's crazy. I don't like to think about it. Let's stop talking about
it. All right, let's move on. Something a little more lighthearted. Who or whom is your horror eye candy?
Okay, I feel like I didn't properly prepare for this question. But right off the bat, I'm going Skeet Ulrich from Scream.
Okay.
Good old Billy Loomis. You can't go wrong with that answer. And I'm also going a little deep cut here. Not really. I don't know why I said that. but Alicia Cuthbert.
Yeah.
Carly in House of Wax, the remake. Something about the tank top. That's all I'll say.
Gotcha. Okay. Very nice. So I want to know to you, what is scarier, seeing something or hearing something?
That's a great question, Joe. Actually, I was thinking about my answer when I asked you this, when I interviewed you, and I knew what your answer was going to be. Do you know what my answer is going to be?
I think you would say seeing something.
Yeah, I'm going to say seeing something.
Yeah.
I feel like it lingers with me more. Like, I understand where you were coming from with, like, just being scared by like auditory things that you can't see, you don't know where it's coming from. But I feel like there are like images burned into my brain.
Right.
Specifically, I'm thinking the lipstick demon, I think its name is, from Insidious. Like the face that pops up behind. Oh, like the
Darth Maul looking mother. Like
that will forever be in my brain.
Do you think it feels more real when you see something? Like, I feel like if you hear something, you could easily just...
discount it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I just heard something. But when you see something, like, I feel people trust their eyes more than their ears.
I think so. I don't know if it makes it more real, though. Like, I mean, both experiences are, like, valid. I feel like I'm just picking seeing something because, like, it lingering with me more. It's not like I can, like, recall a noise really easily in my brain. You know, I can't, like, play it on loop and repeat. But visually, like, I can do that.
I got that. Something fun. Your favorite curse word.
Fuck.
Oh, that was quick. Okay. If you were a ghost, who or where would you haunt?
I also thought about this. I would haunt a hotel.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I don't know why. Like a cozier type hotel. Not like a fucking Marriott or something.
Oh, not like Tower of Terror?
No, like or Tower of Terror would be great.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice. Top five movies that we have watched for the pod.
Okay.
Awesome. For our show.
And this is excluding our 50 nights, right?
Correct.
Okay. Hell House. This is in no particular order.
Mm-hmm.
Evil Things. Slumber Party Massacre 2. Gonjiam. Can I say Fear Footage? That's not technically on our podcast, but
we watched it. That's, I would say that counts.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would go Fear Footage.
Nice lineup.
Thank you.
And going along the lines of that, your top five favorite cryptids.
Okay. I'm going classic Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Wendigo.
Oh, nice.
The Pukwudgie.
I love that name.
Me too. The Beast of Busco.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
It's basically just a giant snapping turtle.
Oh, cool.
And the Van Meter monster.
Never heard of that either.
Think like pterodactyl-ish.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Wait, was that five?
Was it?
Bigfoot, Wendigo, Pudgy-Wudgy, Basco.
And the Van Meter monster.
Oh, okay. You're right. Yeah. That is five. Okay. All righty. And then one of my personal favorite questions, that, and the, we'll round this interview off with this. Three horror characters you would want to have dinner with.
Oh, man. Can it be a double dinner?
What do you mean?
I want to do Billy and Stu from Scream, but it has to be the same dinner.
Oh, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Okay, so that's my first answer. Wait, is it, like murderers? Like villains?
It doesn't have to be. You could do damsels in distress or...
MacReady from The Thing.
Oh, nice.
Classic damsel in distress.
Yeah, right? I love it. Cool.
Do I need one more or...
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. I feel like I'm just setting myself up here, but Pennywise.
Ew. Do you have a specific Pennywise?
Yeah, like the Skarsgård version.
Very nice. Well, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to sit down and have an interview with moi.
You're welcome.
I'm sure our listeners love to get to know you a little bit better.
Maybe, maybe not.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll have you on the show again. And when we come back from our commercial break, we're going to be here with the magic of David Blaine after our first musical guest of Pink. So stay tuned.
I actually really don't like Pink, and if we were going with a magician, I would rather it be Criss Angel.
Did you used to watch Criss Angel?
I did.
Yeah. Oh no. All right, how about Gwen Stefani and David Copperfield?
Where is this coming from?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just pretending I'm, I don't know, Conan O'Brien. Anywho, thank you guys for listening to our latest episode of Casual Frights. Stay tuned. We'll post a very beautiful picture of Devin on the socials.
And why, thank you.
Until next time, behave yourselves.
Eat your veggies.
Or there'll be consequences.